ho, io, io, ho, bolaya, roya, sumek, sumena, sara, bolaya, roya, ho, io, io, ho, bolaya, roya, sumek, sumena,
alanandet, srasa, bulanye, ya,
ho, io, io, ho, bolaya, roya, sumek, sumena,
from a CD called Feedback Madagascar, that was Jiao Jobi with Somaiko Somiano. I play it, you play it. And that is a CD that is a benefit CD for replanting Madagascar's rainforests. That song is about replanting the forests, which is something that needs to be done to save the lemurs. And speaking of lemurs, before the break, you heard the Lemur Seed Along song by Eco Rapper from Lemurs Leaping. You are listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. And with us on the show is Faye Goodwin from the Duke Lemur Center in Durham, North Carolina, where they are working on making sure that lemurs do not go extinct and are studied and understood. The kids have just a few more questions for you.
What is your job at the Lemur Center? Like, what do you do? Do you just hang out with the lemurs?
My job is super fun. I think I've got the best job because my job is to teach people about lemurs. And I do that in lots of different ways. At the Lemur Center, we have tours that go out all the time. There are lots of different kinds of tours, tours for little kids, behind the scenes tours. And then we also do special programs like summer camps and workshops where we learn a lot about something really specific about lemurs. So I get to tell people everything I know about lemurs. And it's important that I make sure I know about all the new stuff that's happening with lemurs. So I get to learn about research and conservation all the time. So my job is mostly just telling people about lemurs, but it's also really important that I know how to keep the lemurs safe and healthy and keep the people safe and healthy at the same time. Since everybody knows lemurs are cute and cuddly, a lot of folks sometimes want to get too close or touch, and we have to make sure that everybody's stress-free. So I'm a little bit like a lemur lifeguard in addition to a teacher.
How is climate change impacting lemurs?
So climate change is impacting lemurs kind of the same way it's impacting a lot of other animals. So climate change is making temperatures higher, but it's also making the weather do crazy things. And if you're a lemur living in the forest, something like a big monsoon or a hurricane could take down a lot of trees. It could be a big problem for you. Lemurs have a lot of really special needs. They have really special adaptations to their environment. So if things start to change in their environment, if things start to grow differently or not grow enough, they could be in really big trouble. So the more that the weather changes, the more that lemurs will have to adjust. And if they can't adjust, they might
be in big
trouble.
How can we help lemurs now that they're so endangered?
That's a great question. And this is really a big part of that. Just learning about lemurs and understanding how important they are and how special they are. Education is a huge part of saving species, because if you don't know about an animal, how can you care about it and save it? The second way is supporting organizations like the Duke Lemur Center that are able to do the work in Madagascar. Not everybody can go travel to Madagascar and do work. not everybody has the skills to do conservation work in places like Madagascar. So by supporting organizations like the DLC, either by going for a tour or making a donation or doing our Adopt a Lemur program or something like that, you are helping organizations do the work that they need to do in the wild. Other things that we can do is support the sustainable exports that Madagascar puts out. So Madagascar vanilla, chocolate, and coffee are all ways to support farmers living in Madagascar so they don't have to keep cutting down more forest. But it is pretty tricky to find ways to help at home saving a species across the world. So I always encourage folks to look in your backyard first. Think about all those great species all over the world, but saving species in your own backyard, it's a great place.
You can learn a lot more about lemurs at lemur.duke.edu. The Duke Lemur Center is where our guest is from, Faye Goodwin. And Faye, we just want to thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour today. We learned a lot. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Sweet babe, I wish fish in the seas, birds in the trees, and all the wild wonders, tigers in jungles, all the wild wonders for you, my sweet babe.
Extinction Diaries. All lemurs are native to Madagascar, and one-third of lemur species are critically facing extinction right now. 98% of the remaining species are also threatened with extinction and can swiftly disappear if a plan isn't made and enforced. Madagascar is a single island nation off the southeast coast of Africa. Lemurs are thought to have floated there on drifting vegetation sometime in their 55 million year evolution. Humans arrived there roughly 1,300 years ago, and 16 lemur species have gone extinct since, including one the size of a male gorilla. Tragically, in the last 60 years, men have deforested half of the island, and the logging and burning is accelerating. Lemurs hit star status in animated movies and television that features the adorable primate, an order that includes monkeys, apes, and humans. If man isn't helping a fellow primate, what foundation will children have to trust adults with their own struggle and fate in the sixth great extinction? Children's voices for their world should be the loudest thing we hear. Oh yeah, and you too. My name is Arne Oliveira, and this is a Small World Radio production.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and before the Extinction Diaries, you heard Coco's Lunch with All the Wild Wonders from A Whole New Way of Getting Dressed. We're out of time today on the show, but we've got a learning guide that comes with this episode. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for lemurs. We're going to go out with one more. This is Oladad. They're a band from Madagascar. I'm Katie Stone, and we'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
Today's episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli and Daniel Lentz. Amber Scheel writes our learning guides. You can find out a lot more about us at our website, childrenshour.org, where we'd love to hear from you.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour,
or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.